Hello and welcome back to another episode of Virtually Speaking. I am Yang Cho. I am a technology evangelist at the Microsoft. I'm focusing on hybrid cloud. This is a part two of a three-part series on QSK, which is a small tool I wrote for deploying Windows Azure IaaS using Windows Azure PowerShell. In episode one, in part one, we talk about how you set up Windows Azure PowerShell. I talk about the facts and the prerequisite of running QSK. In this episode, in this part two, I am going to walk through the PowerShell script and show you how I structure the PowerShell. I'll go through the conceptual model and show you how we organize the deployment and what needs to happen. All these artifacts, how they related to each other, and then so we can do a successful deployment. Let's go ahead and talk about it.
Welcome to Windows Azure IaaS Quick Start Kit presentation. This is part two. In this presentation, I will go through the QSK PowerShell script. My name is Yang Cho, and I am a technology evangelist at Microsoft. I focus much on hybrid cloud, and my personal blog is yungchou.com, and my Twitter handler is yungchou. I welcome you to follow me on Twitter to get the update of QSK. What Windows Azure IaaS QSK will deliver is the following. It will create an affinity group associated with the geographic region, which you specify in the QSA script. Then it will create a storage account associated with the affinity group, followed by creating a cloud service, which is a container. Once you have the container, you can then deploy a set of virtual machines that you specified into this cloud service. And each virtual machine, QSK will attach a data disk. This set of virtual machines will also be in an availability set, which is to prevent a single point of failure due to data center hardware. At the same time, we also put all the virtual machines into a load balancer, such that when requests coming in, the load balancer will go through a simple round robin algorithm to distribute the workload. So that's what the QSK will deliver. One thing that QSK will also do for you is to download the RDP file. So the scenario is you will go ahead and execute the script, and it will produce a number of RDP file, which you can then provide to your customer, who can then access the virtual machine directly. In terms of running the QSK in PowerShell ISE, once you loaded the file, if you collapse the different section, you're going to see something like this. For the required validation, there's only a few pieces of information that you need to provide. One is the prefix, and I recommend you use your initial. This will later combine with the timestamp to provide a unique session ID. Also, you need to make sure you point to the right location where you extract the QSK, because this is the folder where you're also looking for the RDP file, that once a virtual machine is deployed, that the program will download the RDP file for you, that this is the location to find it. You also need to validate your Azure subscription name, and the prefix you put in will concatenate with a timestamp to make it unique. So that's the validation you must do. For the deployment process, I try to make it very logical, so you're going to see different steps there. For step one, we will create an affinity group, which is basically point to a geographic region that you want to associate your entire deployment with. Next, create a storage account, and we will associate that with the affinity group. And then we create a service associated with the affinity group as well. And we also validate our subscription with the particular storage account. And then we actually go into the loop to deploy virtual machines. Here we will loop through a number of times based upon your specification. And all of these virtual machines are into the same service. Within the actual deployment statement, there is a data disk. If you don't need a data disk, you can delete these three lines. We also put all virtual machine into an availability set. Again, if you don't need availability set, you can delete the statement 196. And the same thing with the load balancer. You don't want to put that in the load balancer, you can delete 205 to 212. So basically, I am trying to provide you a structure here that you can modify, you can make changes based upon your need to take out different components. And everything, again, is into the same service. So it will loop through, and it will download the RDP file to the location where the QSK has been extracted. If you want to find additional resources, they are deployment methodology, which I highly recommend. It details the artifacts that each deployment needs to create. The fault domain and upgrade domain are very important concepts for cloud computing. And when we create an availability set, it's really associated with the fault domain. And so you can find out this blog, which I talk about these important concepts. You want to estimate the cost, there's a calculator that gives you a baseline estimation. If you want to look at the pricing model, or UniFax or SLA, these are the resource links that I make ready for you.
So that PowerShell isn't that hard, is it? So you can actually do it very easily, and I use it sort of like a template, right? You can use it to understand how you deploy Windows Azure IaaS. You can use it to understand Windows Azure PowerShell. And I set up individual steps as a template, so you can kind of copy and paste if you want to create additional artifact and things like that. And so in next episode, in part three, we're actually going to run PowerShell ISE session, and I show you how you can run the script and show you how you can verify the results in Windows Azure. I look forward to seeing you again in part three.